I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, May 7th, 2018.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a busy weekend?
Oh my gosh, crazy busy this weekend. It's. Have you ever been to Castle Fun Park?
No, I haven't. Where is that?
Or heard of it?
No.
It's way out there. Abbotsford, actually.
Huh.
Because it was near where the Tulip Festival is happening.
Yeah, I guess it's tulip time, yeah. What is Castle Fun Park? Is that for kids?
Yeah, I call it it's like a little casino for kids. Actually, now that I think of it, a better explanation would be, remember Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like a Chuck E. Cheese, but on another level. It's really fun.
You get pizza?
They have pizza, they have hot dogs, they have food, and it's actually not, it's very fairly priced.
Huh.
The food is not badly priced at all, and there's tons of games, so many things to do. It was quite fun.
So
I've never been there before.
You can win, like, stuffed animals and things like that?
Yeah, so you get, they don't have the tickets anymore, you know, when you'd win a bunch of tickets with the money machine. It's just, now it just goes on this preloaded card that you get.
Oh, so digital.
It's nice. Yeah. it's actually quite nice. You don't have to worry about losing tickets.
You'd go to the fair, the Playland, and then you'd have all these tickets, and then you lost them somehow. You went to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. You lost them, and then, or forget that, when you get up there and you got to count them all. I always hated that.
Some were wet with pop and things like that.
You know. Yeah. So this is nice. Everybody kind of knows. I don't have to split it up between the kids, which was great. The girl, when we were getting the little treats, she just got the total, and I just said, she actually just split it in half for them. So I was like, okay, she knows exactly the drill here.
Yeah.
So appreciated that.
So
yeah, it was tons of fun.
So it's fun for the kids, obviously, but for the adults as well?
Yeah, fun for adults as well. They have, like, a mini golf. They have laser tag, bowling. What are they called? You know, the little, not bumper cars.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah. So
it's just so much.
Yeah. So it's what is it? It's open during the day, I guess, right?
It's open until during the day, and it closes till at midnight.
Midnight.
Yeah, so we just actually went on a random drive. We weren't even really planning to go out that far. My son, though, wanted to get some gas.
In Abbotsford,
You know, gas prices, as insane as they are out here, he thought we'd just go for a nice drive, and it was nice.
And
she has a convertible, so we thought it would be nice to take the kids out. And we were already out that far anyway, and we thought, oh, well, it was like 10:45, and Castle Fun Park was still open, so we were like,
does it cost money to get in?
No, you don't have to pay to get in, so you just go in and get a card, and they'll fill it up with whatever amount you want.
Huh, interesting.
And then you're good to go. It's quite fun. I would definitely go back again, like with or without my kids.
Really? Oh, so it's that fun. Hmm.
Yeah, I'd go with that. Because they have, like I said, like the go-karts. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
They have go-karts. They have, they have adult-type, you know, fun stuff, too. So I would totally not mind going back and enjoying some of that stuff.
So you mentioned these point carts. So you have to walk around with these cards, do you?
Yeah, at the arcade. Yeah. Unfortunately, they don't have an app for that yet, that I know of. Anyway.
Yeah, because I just came back from a trip, and so when I left, I took all the things that I don't need out of my wallet, you know, like my library card, my Save on Foods card, and then just brought the things that I can use, you know, wherever I was going, credit card, debit card, ID.
Right.
And then you realize, you know, you have this huge bag of stuff, right, that you leave home.
Yeah.
All these points cards, air miles.
And then you don't really want to put them back when you
No, you don't. And then you're stuck. You go to the store, like I was at the No Frills on the weekend, and then I didn't have the thing with me, right? So, I mean, did you have, I mean, we all have wallets, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, with all this stuff in them. And but you said you absent, it's just something that you've been doing?
Yes. Yeah, because that happens to me a lot, too. Every time I travel, which in the last, in the last couple of little while, I travel quite a bit. So I want to keep my wallet as slim as possible. I just want to carry with me what I need, and I do the same. I take out all the cards I don't need, and then every time I come back from a trip, I'm like, well, shit, I've lasted a whole week without these, so maybe I don't really need to have them in my wallet. I've been finding my wallet's getting smaller and smaller because every time I go somewhere or switch wallets, I'm less inclined to put the same junk back in.
Yeah, that's like,
so I get the apps for whatever points cards I can. Because I was starting to get really sick of taking all the stuff out of my wallet, then I'd go shopping, then I don't have the card. And then I'm actually a little less inclined to buy because I don't have the card. You know what I mean?
Because you really think that whatever purchase you have is going to, take you over the edge in terms of the points collection,
right? It's
going
to bring me up there, right? I mean, for God's sakes, if you're buying, today it was like 800 or something points at Shoppers Drug Mart for $4 spent on cheese. Like, 800 points is
good. People are listening to think we're talking nonsense. Yeah. But
we're not like 80. Yeah. I know it sounds like it.
We're clipping coupons now and things like that. Yeah.
This is what our life has come to, Joseph.
Yeah, but isn't that reality? But I mean, I have the Air Miles card in there, and I can't remember the last time I redeemed it. I mean, you certainly don't redeem it for a plane ticket.
You know what? I don't know about. I feel like the Air Miles is a crock, right? I'm not.
Well, yeah, that was in the news recently. Yeah, I remember they tried to switch the system, and then
it's a crock because I don't collect Air Miles. When I look at it, I have about like three. They're not even Air Miles. They're like land miles. Like I could, I don't even know what they accumulate.
But it's
trash.
Yeah, and it really it's just a way for Save On Foods for all these PC to track how many purchases we make, and
that's really what it comes down to. What are we buying?
But what benefit do we have other than you get Daryl's email or whatever saying that there's something on sale at Save On?
Yeah, no, Harold, keep it.
Yeah,
I mean, I appreciate the notification, but I'd like more points. We want points.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I used the Shoppers. I had something like, I don't know what it amounted to, but it was I cashed in $80 worth of stuff recently.
Well, that means over 80,000 points.
Yeah, which I've had for 10 years or more.
Oh, well, that might actually be different because you're collecting from the old Shoppers days, so you probably actually had to cash in even more points than,
because
now with the Shoppers PC, it's 80,000 points is equivalent to $80, right?
Yeah, so I would have had more before they went over?
Definitely. Because Shoppers was a lot harder to accumulate points. I think it was anyway.
And the only reason I go to Shoppers is because it's the only one that's convenient to me. There's one near my house and there's one. Yeah, there's one near my house, and then there's one on the way to work.
And you got no frills, so you can just
double dip,
and collect all over the place.
I hardly go to the no frills, so that's the thing, But anyway,
it's a nice little shop, though.
Yeah, I don't know. The one near my house, it's the one here, Fraser and 29th.
Yep.
It's like I went in there one time, like at 5 p.m. And then I went in there one time at like 1 p.m. And then it's full all the time. There's like lineups.
Is it really?
Yeah. And so they've got like, I don't know how many tills they have open. Maybe that all of them open. All of them had a lineup. So you were waiting in there to buy your groceries for like 40 minutes. So I go to the one on Saturday at Broadway and,
near the, near Cambie.
Yeah. Broadway and Cambie, a couple blocks from Cambie. And it was about 5 p.m, so I thought, it's probably going to be the lineups all the way to the door. Well, no, there wasn't. I don't know how many cashiers they had, probably half or nearly more than half of them open. And, there was cashiers standing around doing nothing. So, I don't know, maybe it's just they don't have enough staff the 1 year of my house, or
they always, I feel like they have a lot of staff at the 1 year house, actually. There's students, you know, kids from Tupper that work up there. I always feel like their front end is fully staffed anyway.
Really? Yeah, well, the one time I went there was a weekday, at 5, and then I said I'm never coming back here again.
Might be that after-work rush, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and you'd think that then they would have lots of people working there, right?
You would think, but I mean, I don't know, there's something wrong with the culture at Superstore. I feel like even at the Superstore near my office now, I go there during lunch sometimes. I've walked up there during lunch, and it's dead. Like, it's beautiful, actually. I've never seen a Superstore so dead.
Like a weekday, yeah.
Weekday lunch hour, that place is a dead zone. But come back a couple hours later at, like, 4:30.
Yeah, or weekends are terrible, aren't they?
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. I went back there at 4:30 one day after work, and it was like people were just walking around like zombies,
yeah.
Literal zombies, and it was just packed, and the lineup was like, it was laughable because just, you know, I'm thinking at noon, mm-hmm. this place was, there was nobody here.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be at least 20 minutes in line.
Don't they have that gimmick where every checkout is open on the, like, you know, certain times? I see that.
Yeah.
I don't go to Superstore, but I mean, I remember you going down the highway there, Grandview Highway, you'd see that billboard or that sign tarp saying, you know, every checkout guaranteed open.
Every checkout, I think, what is it, after 5 or after 6 p.m.?
Usually Christmas or something like that, or a weekend.
Like that. Yeah. Of course, you know, they got to put specifications on that. But.
Yeah, but anyway. The other thing I was watching in the news, well, I wasn't watching it, I read it online, was that house on Cambie and King Edward on the south east corner.
Oh, yes, the haunted house.
See, everybody knows that, right?
Everyone should. It's basically, yeah. I think it's common knowledge now.
Yeah, I remember growing up, every time we'd pass it, the adults would say, oh, yeah, that house is haunted.
That our parents did this to us.
So yeah, so this so I read on, I think it was on Daily Hive, that this thing is coming down because I guess, well, if you go up on King Edward there, it's all like all the houses are gone now because they're building, you know, condominiums or whatever, right?
So
I was talking I can't remember who I was talking to, and they said that they're going to build. I never read this in the article, that they're going to build, I guess, an apartment thing?
Condos,
like
right?
Like a three-story thing, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it'll still be haunted?
Yeah, that was how it would do. You know, who knows? Because, like, you know, we don't know the origins of how this was haunted, you know? Like, our parents totally traumatized us over the years, telling us that this place was haunted. But we don't know if it's, like, the actual house itself, like, what happened.
Yeah, so I've read...
The homeowners died.
So I've read it. So I've tried to look this up online, and I haven't found anything satisfactory.
Right.
All I've read... So I read one thing where that it was, like, a native burial ground at one point, and so all of these ghosts are coming back.
I don't know if I believe that. That little square-inch corner was a native burial ground.
Well, maybe 100 years ago it would have been, right?
I feel like it would have been bigger.
Well, you know, I mean, 100 years. Well, you know, if you
Queen, you know, like in Victoria, those places in Victoria that are haunted, the hotel areas.
Yeah,
it's a lot bigger.
Well, Queen Elizabeth Park's not that far, so I mean, you know, that's still forest there. I mean, I would think 100 years ago it was still forest, probably, in that area.
True. Sure.
And then I've heard a friend of mine told me was that there are monks living there, and I guess the monks are supposedly like, praying the ghosts away or whatever. I'm not sure if that's the case. The other thing I've also seen online that on Google Maps, there's a if you look on the street view, in one of the windows, there's a some sort of apparition or a shadow of a ghost in the window.
Oh, my.
So another friend of mine said, I asked if they would live there. now or when they have a new condominium development. They said no, because they said that it was haunted. Now, I don't know how I believe about ghosts, because I've never encountered a ghost. I mean, you believe in ghosts. I mean, is it because you believe in ghosts because you've seen one, say?
Well, I don't feel like calling them ghosts feels so very Casper-like, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it. But Casper was friendly, though, wasn't he?
He was friendly, and he seemed like he would have been helpful.
Yeah, but I don't think these ghosts at Canby and King Edward or anything like that, because people were scared,
they
right?
They don't seem very helpful. Like, I don't typically, like, what we hear of ghosts in, you know, normal stories, they don't seem very fun.
Yeah.
And from movies, they don't seem very fun. I do believe in spirits, and I definitely feel like there's been times when I've felt spirits around me, and I'm like totally not one of those people, but I'm very in tune to like the things around me though, and I did feel some sort of shift.
So what did you think?
Weird things,
like a noise or something, or like a cold or a hot?
Not like cold. It was around the time that my kid's grandfather passed away, my ex's father.
Yeah,
and I would hear like clear as day. I would hear him calling my name.
Really?
And it was his voice, mm-hmm. and I heard it clearly. And I'd never experienced anything like this in my life.
Yeah, were you awake or were you sleeping?
No, I was awake.
Okay,
like,
so that's different.
I'd be sitting in my living room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or doing the dishes. It used to happen to me quite a lot when I was in the kitchen doing the dishes. And I would, like, hear him calling my name, and I let it pass the first one or two times. I thought, okay, you know, maybe you're just, you know, grieving.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe you're losing your shit. Who knows? But then I heard it another time, and it was like, it was clear. I actually looked around the corner, and I was like, no, that was too definite for me to question that shit. And then I would feel things like a breeze, like, on my ear when I was doing the dishes. And it would feel like the window was open. But I don't have windows that are close to my kitchen.
So I mean,
it was
obviously something that
shocked
you, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was a friendly guy. He wasn't, like, you know, mean or anything like that, or mean-spirited, right?
Yeah, I don't think it was done to
scare
me.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
was more of just, like,
it's a presence.
I'm here.
Yeah.
The presence, right?
See, I've never had that. And like, I've been to, like, places, you know, like, historic places even, and people say, well, sometimes, yeah, you know, this hotel is haunted. I've never felt anything, you know what I mean? I say that now, and then, you know, the next time I check into some place, you know, I'm going to get murdered by a ghost or something, right? But, I don't
murdered
know.
By a ghost?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Simone thought that when we were in Victoria after we went on the ghost tour.
Yeah.
Because there was a story about something that happened to some guests in one of the hotels.
Right, right.
I don't want to, you know, give away too much in case anyone decides to go on a ghost tour. But there was a story in regards to something like that. And, Sophia slept like a baby. But could you imagine Simone, the oldest, would not sleep all night because of that one particular
the
story?
The ghost, yeah, might come in, right? Yeah.
Well,
so,
yeah, I thought she was going to get killed by a ghost. And I said, you know how ridiculous that sounds?
Well, you know, I just, you know. So I've never felt that, but I mean, you know, you never know, right? You just effing never know, as they say.
Well, you know, a ghost, there are some mysteries of death, and, you know, people don't know where they've gone or what happened to them.
Yeah, like our elementary school, Charles Dickens.
Right.
The old building, because it's not it's a different building now. They tore that one down. For years, people said that in certain parts of that building, it was haunted.
Right. It was an old hospital, right?
Something like that. But I can't even remember reading about that being a hospital. I thought it was always a school.
We need to look up the documentation on it. But anyway.
But I mean, but people told you that. But I mean, you never saw anything kinky there when you were there, right?
No.
Yeah.
I don't recall ever. And, you know, the bathrooms, you know, were in the basement. And the girls' bathroom had that button in there. Did yours? In the boys'? I never went over there.
Yeah, I can't remember seeing it, but I remember. Yeah, there was some sort of elevator or something. People thought that was what it was, but now that I think about it as an adult, I think it's, you know, it was probably something to do with the electrics or something, the lights or.
It was probably something. You can't just patch. You can just put a cement. Oh, you can just put wall over an old elevator.
Yeah, someone could get stuck. Remember that mall in.
In Alberta, right?
Calgary, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah, like, that couldn't just happen. So, we were completely not logical
at
that age, clearly. We didn't think about it.
No, but I mean, those were the older kids trying to scare the
Well, they're idiots, clearly. Yeah. And we believed it.
Yeah, well, you know.
What else was there to. It did look scary.
Well, it was an old building. It was like 100 years old, right? The building was.
It was. It made sense.
Yeah.
It did make sense. But I don't recall ever seeing anything creepy or anything ever, anything weird.
Now, the thing, when someone dies in a house, apparently the old people that live, what do you call that? The old owners have to tell the new owners of that.
I heard this somewhere, and I couldn't believe that. So that's true. You have to disclose that.
You have to disclose, that there was a death in the. But, I mean, I can't. I mean, like the house that I live in, apparently someone had the previous owners 25, 30 years ago.
Right.
One of their parents had died in the house. I don't remember. This had been told to me later on. But, I mean, I've lived in this house now for over 25 years.
Right.
I've never had anything. You know what I mean?
Like the old man has not stayed there, basically.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, and I think I slept in the room for years where that was, and I don't remember anything untoward or anything like that.
Well, see, and I think that brings us back to the original point. Then it's like, you know, if it was in fact built on top of a old burial ground,
someone had been murdered there,
then you know these are two different kind of situations and scenarios. It may stay with the house, mm-hmm. or it may leave when the house. It's torn down. Is it in the house or is it in the actual?
Well, I mean, like people die in hospitals all the time. I mean, yeah,
right.
You would think that hospitals would be haunted, right?
Well, I'm sure people have different takes on that.
I guess
not the most comfortable place, but life is also brought in hospitals too.
That's true. Yeah. Well, so, St. Paul's is old, so I think there's a story, one or two stories out there saying that St. Paul's is
creepy. St. Paul's is creepy. That place is definitely haunted. I would never. You know, when I was having my kids, there were a lot of women who were actually choosing to have their babies at St. Paul's.
Well, maybe they lived downtown, right?
I mean, they might have, but I don't care. I would have traveled to not. When I went there for one test, and I was like, what is this place? Oh, my God.
It reminds me. I had to go visit relatives who were there growing up, and it reminded me, because it's such an old building. Remember, I don't know if you watched St. Elsewhere. That was like what St. Elsewhere looked like.
I don't recall, but it reminded me of the old Riverview, is what I thought of.
You've been to Riverview?
Well, my grandpa used to work there.
Oh, so, I didn't know that.
Yeah, when he'd, they used to have a bank on site at Riverview, a little credit union.
Oh, really?
And he'd go there to cash his check, so he would take me with him.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, well, the Riverview, and it was an older building, too. It was like 100 years old before they took
Very
it down.
Old.
So I think they all look like that, all the old, you know. And St. Elsewhere was an old building, and then they had to make it sort of new, like in the 80s. And that's the same thing with St. Paul's. All the signs look like they're from the 80s, you know.
They do.
You know. So, that's why it just reminded me of that TV show all the time, you know.
The signs look like they're from the 80s. The structure looks like it's from the
60s. 1880s, yeah.
Yeah. It's old.
Yeah. Well, this show's old because we're out of time. I'll talk to you next week.
that was a good one. I wish I had a drum. I would have drummed you out there. Well, that's two peas in a podcast for Monday, May 7th, 2018.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Plata.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back next week.